Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think we can do better, inshallah. Let me try it again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Praises are to Allah. I praise Allah and I seek His help, and I send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad and his family and companions. The topic that I have for today is the revival of Islam and the role of the youth. And first I would like to start out just mentioning about the coming of Islam. And how were the people before the coming of Islam? Probably you heard of a term referring to the people before Islam came. Does anybody remember, know what that's called? The period of Jahiliyyah. That's right, the period of Jahiliyyah. The period of ignorance, where people, when they didn't have the guidance of Islam, they used to be very violent, killing one another. There was all kinds of evil crimes being done. They would bury girls alive, baby girls. They would give no rights to women. They would harm the orphans. The whole society was based on idolatry and worshipping rocks and stones and superstition. And there was no peace. There was war, a constant state of war. When Islam came, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sent the religion of Islam, and it brought civility to mankind. It brought a mercy where all people in society were given their rights, where people were saved from killing each other wrongfully, and it established justice. It established justice, which is what we need so much in today's world. Islam, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is the religion of Allah. Islam is the reason why Allah created the heavens and the earth. Inna deena, Allah says in the Quran, Inna deena inda Allahil Islam. Allah says the religion with Allah is Islam. The religion with Allah, there is no other religion. Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, all of these religions are false religions. They were either initially correct and they deviated afterwards, or they were man-made. And in any case, all of these other religions have been abrogated by Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ. Whoever wants another religion, or whoever seeks to worship Allah through any other religion, it will never be accepted from him. And he will be a loser in the afterlife. So it is a great favor from Allah that He gave us the religion of Islam. It's a huge favor that He guided us to the true religion, the religion that is truly revealed and not corrupted by human beings. And part of this beautiful religion is that it is perfect. It is the perfected religion. Allah says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, this was in the last Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah sent down this verse saying that today I have perfected for you your religion, and I have completed it for you, and I have been pleased with Islam as your religion. So what does it mean that Islam is perfect? What it means is that it's a solution for all the problems that we have. Every problem that you see in the world, either in societal or global level, or on a personal level, psychological level, depression, sadness, drugs, suicide, marital problems, problems in society, globalization and what it has brought with it, the internet and the harmful effects, Islam is a solution for all elements of society. Islam is the perfect religion, and no other system can provide the answer for mankind. They've tried other systems. People have tried other ways of trying to achieve happiness. And yet you look at the richest countries in the world, you find the highest rate of suicide. You find depression, you find crime, you find even here in our own backyard how much murder takes place, robbery, rape, How many children are born out of wedlock? All of these problems, the solution lies in Islam. Islam is the perfect way of life. Other religions, they have failed. And this is why they don't no longer allow them to rule by those religions. What does it say in Christianity? They say, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's. Basically, they took religion out of the public sphere. Because they didn't find it suitable to answer the problems in society. They established secularism. But for Islam, when we have Islam, it is the cure for the hearts and the souls. How many youth are looking for direction? And adults. How many people are lost in this world not knowing what the purpose of creation is? How many people feel depression and sadness when they don't have material possessions or when they don't achieve their hopes and dreams of this worldly life? But Islam provides a resort and an answer to all of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He causes the hearts to find tranquility when they learn about Allah. Any person who becomes accustomed to remembering Allah, establishing his salah, praying, making dua, he finds relief. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Isn't it by the remembrance of Allah that the hearts find peace and tranquility? And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, the likeness of the remembrance of Allah to the human being is like water to a fish. What happens to the fish when it is out of the water? So Islam brings tranquility. It brings happiness. It brings peace to the minds and to the hearts. You see all these, the violence that we see amongst youth. We see the drug addiction, smoking, illicit sexual relationships, shootings in schools. There's no peace. These youth do not have peace in their heart. What are all these piercings and tattoos and wearing these clothing that uncovers the body? What are these youth trying to do? They're looking for direction. They're lost. They don't know what the purpose of life is, so they try to keep themselves busy in these amusements. But for the Muslim youth, the proud Muslim youth, like all of you, may Allah bless you all, you have a direction in life. Islam has told you why you are here. You are here to be the worshipper of Allah, to establish His religion on the earth, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish Tawheed, which is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's world, we find a lot of changes happening. We find new doors of communication opening with the internet, globalization. We have the mixing of cultures. We have the interacting of people from all walks of life and different aspects of society. We have new problems and new challenges. But Islam will always be the solution. Islam will always be the solution because Allah has chosen Islam to be His religion till the Day of Judgment. No matter how much the world changes, the solution lies in what Islam has brought. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he said that the end of this ummah will not be corrected except by what corrected the beginning part of it. We see today how many of the new challenges that we face, people think we have to bring new ideas, we have to change Islam to meet the times. This is a wrong methodology. This is a methodology based on one's own thinking and far away from revelation. What distinguishes a Muslim from a non-Muslim is that he believes in the unseen, he believes in the wahi, that Allah has sent down guidance to Angel Jibreel, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to all of mankind, to be a guidance for them. So we have this guidance, we have the answers to our problems in the Quran and in the Sunnah and in our scholars. The Quran is the solution. If we build our solution to our problems on revelation, we will always achieve success. But beware of those people who call to reform based on any methodology other than the Quran and the Sunnah. This is called the hawa. When one tries to base their beliefs or teachings or actions on other than what Allah has legislated. So alhamdulillah, we are the best ummah. The ummah of Islam, Allah has said in the Quran that we are the best ummah sent forth to mankind, commanding good and forbidding evil and believing in Allah. We have the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Islam is the truth because if it was not, we would have found many contradictions, many problems like in other religions they find in their books or in their texts. But the Quran is perfect. If it was from other than Allah, then they would have found many contradictions in it. Beloved youth, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we look at the condition of the youth today and how many problems, how many different types of activities are being taken by the youth. Some kids are busy with gangs or with music or busy with different types of activities. However, the Muslim youth in the Muslim world and here in the US as well are returning to Islam. This is something beautiful that we've witnessed over the last few years, a sahwa, an awakening, where the youth are realizing or coming into knowledge that their parents didn't have. And they're realizing the authentic teachings of Islam that brings them true happiness, that brings them peace, brings justice. It's the true method of reform, the true way to achieve tranquility and happiness. So we see an awakening, we see the youth coming to the religion, practicing Islam. Someone told me that in Cairo, back in the 60s, you couldn't find a woman wearing hijab. And now today, it's very rare to find women not wearing hijab. We find youth filling the masjids in the first rows, mashallah, and all over the Muslim world. So the youth have this dynamism. The young people, they have the energy. Shabab in Arabic, it means energetic. Our youth are the ones that are dynamic, that have movement. By definition, by very definition, the youth are the ones with energy and thinking and the will and the strength and the power to work and strive for Islam. So this is something that we must acknowledge as elders or as a community. We have to acknowledge the inherent strength of the youth. And always throughout Islamic history, the youth were the backbone of Islamic revival. Anytime there was a conflict between truth and falsehood, the youth were at the forefront. Look at the battles in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The youth running to the front lines. The brother of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, it's in a narration that he was sent back from the battle. He was too young. So he tried to come back and he stood on his tippy toes, you know, so that he would look like he's taller, so that he could be in the forefront, that he could be sent. Many of the youth always in the forefront, and this is the sunnah of Allah in His creation. Beloved youth, brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam brings us, for our youth, it brings us peace and tranquility for the troubles that we find in life. What we learn about in Islam, for example, salah, that when we find we're stressed out, depressed, sad, pray, turn to Allah in salah. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to always turn to Allah in salah and dua when he was in distressed. And Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Seek help with patience in prayer, and it is difficult except for those who have humbleness. So Islam gives us an outlet for our worries and our sadness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, even though the youth are the backbone of revival, they are the strength of the ummah, they are the future, we always like to say they're the future of the ummah, but they are the present of the ummah in that they carry the heavy burdens of this ummah of activating the community and being the life of the community. However, we must also always have the connection with our shuyukh, our elders and scholars of who have the fiqh of the religion. Because as many of the ulama have said, any revival without fiqh will cause more harm than good. Fiqh in the religion, we have to have understanding of the consequences of our actions. What will be the consequence if we have this movement, this effort that the youth are excited about? Will the consequences be good in the long term? This requires the fiqh of the religion that we learn from our shuyukh and our scholars. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the youth have the power of speaking the language, the tongues, and they have the power of the body. They always were the scholars of the religion. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. You've all heard of Ibn Abbas. He narrated so many hadith. He was the most knowledgeable of the Quran. Do you know how old he was when the Prophet ﷺ passed away? Anybody know? 13 years old. 13 years old when the Prophet ﷺ passed away, which means he was much younger during his lifetime. And he is considered the inkpot of the Ummah. He's considered the greatest scholar, one of the greatest scholars of the Sahaba. The Sahaba, the youth of the Sahaba were the greatest scholars. Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Aisha radiallahu anha. May Allah be pleased with them all. They were the scholars of the Ummah. And they were also in the forefronts of carrying the banner of Islam and spreading the religion. Osama ibn Zayd, he was 16 years old or 18 years old when the Prophet ﷺ sent him to lead the army, the last army that he sent out. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So the youth, they are the scholars of this ummah and they are the movement. They are the power behind the ummah. But we work, we have to have the connection with our shuyukh so that we work in a way that is positive and that is successful, inshaAllah ta'ala. The enemies of Islam have you in their sights. I'm sorry to put it this bluntly, but they have the youth of Islam in their sights because they know that the power behind this ummah lies in the youth. So they try through all kinds of means and mechanisms to try to divert the youth from their religion, to distract them by getting them busy in pursuits that are of no benefit. Drugs, women, or men, distractions, movies that have no benefit for them or harm for them, music, and so on and so on. So we have to be, as adults, the ones that are here, as elders and as youth, we have to have concern for our youth. We have to have compassion. We have to realize that our youth, they are the ones that are of critical importance to our communities. And we have to be, inshallah, in their service, to take their advice, to sit down with them, to listen to them, to respect them, and to hear from them. The Prophet ﷺ was very eager to be with the youth, to play with them, to talk to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us Muslims that whenever we make an effort, we must seek knowledge before anything else. We have to seek knowledge before action. As Imam Bukhari, he says, and as Allah says in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. There should be from every group that goes out, the army, let there be a group that stays behind so they can study the religion, they can learn the fiqh, and so that they can warn the people when they return to them. There should be scholars, even the scholars have a higher level than the people going in the path of Allah, striving on the battlefield. The scholars have a higher role. So we need to educate our youth or to provide the mechanisms for them to learn. There's books, alhamdulillah. We have MP3s, audios, videos, CDs, lectures that are all available, alhamdulillah, that our youth can take advantage of, inshaAllah ta'ala, so they can use their energy in a positive manner, so that their energies are absorbed in good things. Because youth have energy. There's no doubt about it. Anybody who has kids, they know this. Youth have energy, but how can they channel it? Is it going to be absorbed in evil things? This is what the enemies of Islam want. Or can we channel it to what is positive, to what will be beneficial to the community? I'm going to close, inshallah, with 3 points, inshallah, of advice, inshallah, for all of us, inshallah, as a community, as youth, and as adults, inshallah ta'ala. And these are points of how we can achieve, inshallah, true success, and have our youth be the leaders of the revival of Islam, inshallah. Number one, when we have young children, young youth, we have to have enormous concern for them and how we can educate them, how we can provide for them the right education through teachers, through books, through providing the environments, the schools, or giving them scholarships so they can study, or developing the curriculums that will teach them to be proud of their religion, that will teach them to be proud of the heroes of Islam. If you notice, textbooks, they never mention anything about the heroes of Islam. It's been taken out. So we have to bring it back into the hearts of the Muslim, because everybody looks for an example. So we have to develop curriculums for our youth. We have to keep away the evil, harmful influences. That means if they have free time, we should develop programs for them, camps, activities, so they can keep in a good environment away from evil. We have to help them adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah by providing them with teachers and scholars. The scholars must always, when we have classes, we have programs, we have khutbas, keep the youth in mind. Put them in our minds so that we can help them, to guide them on the way of the haqq and away from evil. We have to be gentle with them and wise with them so that they grow in their enthusiasm for Islam. Number two, for our youth, we have to set a good example. Because no matter what we say, the youth will look to us as their role models. So we have to avoid doing things that are evil, un-Islamic. You know, I had some students of mine, we were talking about gambling and smoking and so on, and he said, "My father sells lottery and smokes and so on and so on. So how can we teach the youth one thing and we set a different example?" We have to set the right example for them, inshallah ta'ala, so that we don't create confusion in them. The youth are you know, we don't want to have them confused. They're hearing one thing and seeing something. Excuse me. They hear one thing and they see something else from our behavior. May Allah help us to avoid that. And lastly, inshallah, the third point for how to help the youth lead the revival is that we have to let them express their opinions and allow them to be critical and pay attention to their concerns and to respect them and to give them an atmosphere in the masjid or in other places where they feel loved, they feel brotherhood, they feel fraternity. They shouldn't feel like if they come to the masjid, somebody's going to yell at them. "Why are you wearing this? Why is your clothes this way? Why do you have this image on your shirt?" They're in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, they're not somewhere else. Make the masjid welcome for them, welcoming for them. We should also welcome them in our behavior. If we see something wrong, smile. Maybe save it for another time and try to encourage them, be positive, inshallah ta'ala. This is how they will grow to have an attachment for the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. And if we neglect the youth, this is just a warning for everybody, if we neglect the youth, we will really have a very, it will be very harmful to our community, because the youth are the most important element of leading Islam and guiding them should be our top priority, inshallah ta'ala. We should be sincere towards them. Adinun nasiha. Religion is sincerity. So sincerity, we don't try to just get the benefit from them and leave things that are not, we don't fulfill their needs as well. Yes, we like to have our kids respect us and to obey, be obedient and be successful in their school, but they have needs as well. So we should listen to them. We should try to help make them, inshallah, love Islam, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And this was the methodology of the Salaf, that they used to help the youth obey Allah. They used to bring them by their hands to come to the masjid, to answer their worries and their questions. This is a big one. A lot of youth have questions. We need to give them answers. We have to have the answers for them. We should not say another time, you're not important. Let me answer somebody else's question. For all of us, teachers, imams, parents, we have to answer our youth's questions, inshaAllah ta'ala, and create an atmosphere where we can work together, inshaAllah, for the revival of Islam. So we pray to Allah to help us work together with our youth to bring Islam back to the spotlight and to the leadership of the world, inshaAllah ta'ala. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah bless you. It was very nice to see all of you. And may Allah make you all successful Islamic upright Muslims, inshaAllah, adhering to your deen and proud of it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.